Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the latest monthly jobs and unemployment report released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics last Friday, the headline claimed an increase of 261,000 jobs from the prior month's report. Isn't that wonderful? Unfortunately, if you dig into the details, you get a totally different story. First, beyond this figure, there are revisions to the prior 2 months' reports. Next, you have to look at the BLS birth-death adjustment. For this, the BLS counts how many people have jobs. Then, because the U.S. population is growing, the BLS double counts some jobs, a practice even statisticians at the BLS admit is invalid methodology. When you back these two adjustments out of last Friday's report, the alleged increase in jobs is only 135,000. Because the American population is growing, this country needs to add 120,000 to 150,000 jobs every month to keep the unemployment rate from rising. So the adjusted number of new jobs means that the nation was on an even keel for last month, not in a strong jobs market. Despite this, the BLS claimed the unemployment rate actually fell from the month before. How is that possible? If you dig into the underlying BLS data, almost 1 million people who were considered unemployed in the previous month had been dropped from the ranks of the unemployed, even though most never found a job. By artificially reducing the ranks of those defined as being unemployed, the BLS can claim a decline in the unemployment rate. This lower unemployment rate is contradicted by other data in last Friday's report. The percentage of the labor force holding a job experienced its largest one-month drop in almost 8 years. That works out to a loss of 640,000 jobs from the prior month, none of which can be blamed on hurricanes or wildfires. When you look at all of the BLS data, last month's jobs report was actually a disaster, not the supposedly wonderful news touted in the headline. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.